Gender justice promotes equity for all. Society can give certain groups more access to wealth, education, and happiness than others. While achieving total equity may seem impossible, every small step can make life fairer and easier for marginalized people. According to social justice educator Sherry Schmidt, the cycle of oppression involves noticing differences in others, jumping to stereotypes in our minds, developing prejudice, discrimination by someone in power against an individual. Society discriminates against that group. Oppressed individuals may internalize negative beliefs about themselves due to ingrained societal biases. Combat assumptions and resulting oppression with humor and factual information. Start by using gender-inclusive language like the singular, they, for individuals. Treat others as they want. The Platinum Rule advises, do unto others as they would have done unto them. People have different needs, so don't assume they want the same treatment as you. When unsure, ask how you can support them. Each person is a mix of identities, like a soup. Your ingredients include gender, race, sexual orientation, education, and disabilities. None of these alone define you. Some may see you as a one-ingredient dish, especially if you're part of a marginalized group. Try to see others as multidimensional as yourself. If you're part of a group with more power, consider using Peggy McIntosh's privilege checklist to balance any unearned advantages you might have. For example, if you're not transgender cisgender, be aware of the benefits you enjoy. You can use public bathrooms that match your gender without fear of harassment or arrest. You're less likely to be denied jobs, housing, medical care, or relationships because of your gender identity. And if you're a victim of a crime, your gender expression won't be used to excuse the violence. Use this awareness to support others. Advocates for fairness, not uniformity, aim for equity over equality. Everyone should have the opportunity to overcome gender-based discrimination and express themselves freely. Gender is both complex and individual. Even the broadest ideas about gender fall short. The gingerbread person, resembling a gingerbread figure, helps explain gender and sexuality. Anatomical sex. The pubic area represents a person's physical appearance and the sex assigned at birth, typically male, female, or intersex. Gender, identity. In the mind, identity describes how people see themselves based on gender labels. Some identify as male or female, while others don't fully relate to those labels. Gender expression. Alongside the figure, this concerns how someone appears in dress and demeanor, whether masculine, feminine, or androgynous. Sexual orientation. The heart symbolizes feelings of sexual or romantic attraction toward others, though not everyone has these feelings. Labels can help create solidarity, but individuals may not fully embody every trait associated with a specific gender. If you're not sure which pronoun to use for someone as a he, a she, a they, or something else, ask them for their preferred pronoun. Gender expression, anatomical sex, and attraction are complex. Gender expression can vary from day to day or even from moment to moment. You might start the day feeling more masculine, dressed comfortably in loose sweatpants, and later on feel more feminine, admiring yourself in the mirror. However, expressing your gender differently from societal expectations can lead to intolerance, harassment, and violence. Conversely, hiding your true self can lead to anxiety and depression. Despite these challenges, experimenting with gender expression can be enjoyable. Think of femme, imagine partygoers dressing up in dresses, makeup, and fancy woman hair, or author Killerman letting out a manly grunt while playing sports. Many people think of biological sex as something fixed and scientific, but it's influenced by social ideas too. Puberty, surgeries, and hormone treatments can change how we understand sex. For example, society usually sees someone born with female organs like a uterus and ovaries as female. But even if someone has had their uterus removed, a hysterectomy, they're still considered female. Biological sex gets even more complicated because about 1% of people are intersex, meaning they have traits from both males and females. Some doctors operate on intersex babies to make them fit into one sex category more than the other. Do you identify as gay, straight, bisexual, or another orientation? The Kinsey scale measures attraction between exclusively homosexual or heterosexual, but it doesn't account for non-binary individuals. Using terms that separate sexual orientation from one's gender identity might be more inclusive. Androsexual means being attracted to males, men, or masculinity. Gynosexual refers to liking females, women, or femininity. Scoliosexual means being attracted to genderqueer and transsexual people and expressions. Pansexual describes being attracted to all genders, regardless of anatomy, gender identity, or expression. Asexual, individuals usually don't feel sexual attraction, though they may still feel romantic or spiritual connections with others. There are many other labels out there too. Do you identify as gay, straight, bisexual, or another orientation? The Kinsey scale measures attraction between exclusively homosexual or heterosexual, but it doesn't account for non-binary individuals. Using terms that separate sexual orientation from one's gender identity might be more inclusive. Androsexual means being attracted to males, men, or masculinity. Gynosexual refers to liking females, women, or femininity. Scoliosexual means being attracted to genderqueer and transsexual people and expressions. Pansexual describes being attracted to all genders, regardless of anatomy, gender identity, or expression. Asexual, individuals usually don't feel sexual attraction, though they may still feel romantic or spiritual connections with others. There are many other labels out there too. Transgender and non-binary people face barriers like surgery access and bathroom use. While some critics dismiss gender transition procedures as unnecessary, they are vital for helping transgender individuals align their bodies with their identities. Increasing acceptance is crucial, as a 2012 study by the Scottish Transgender Alliance found that 84% of transgender people have contemplated suicide, and half have attempted it. For years, a vocal group has tried to prevent transgender individuals from using public bathrooms that match their gender identity, often citing safety concerns. However, in 2015, there were no reported cases of transgender people entering women's restrooms to harass or assault others in America. Despite this, more than half of transgender individuals avoid public restrooms due to fear of verbal harassment or assault. Activists are pushing for changes to building codes to be more inclusive, and single-use restrooms can easily be made gender-neutral. Feminism seeks gender equity and breaking down unequal power systems. Feminism sometimes gets a bad rap because some folks quickly call others bigots or misogynists without thinking. Instead, feminists could learn from externalization therapy. Point out bad actions, not bad people, to help them change for the better. Even among feminists, there are different ideas about what it means to be one. But most agree on this. Feminists want a world where everyone, including women, transgender, and non-binary folks, has the same shot at success as men. Men benefit too, because when harmful ideas about gender disappear, everyone can be treated fairly. Promote social justice and accept learning from mistakes. Keep this in mind when talking about social justice. Start by understanding what people already know. Then, explain further using simple language. Take your time. Rushing might lead people to pretend they understand. Remember your journey to awareness of these issues. To avoid defensiveness, use I statements. Share your experiences to encourage others to share theirs. Ask questions and keep learning. Remember why you want to talk about tough stuff with others. Hang out with positive and honest folks. Keep notes that make you feel good when you're down. Sometimes you'll upset people by accident. Even if you mean well, it's not an excuse. Learn from messing up. Also, don't buy into good stereotypes. They might seem harmless, but they push away folks who don't fit the mold. One study found that Asian American women did worse on math tests when reminded of how good they're supposed to be at math. Simple practices promote inclusivity. To make life easier for people with non-traditional gender and sexual identities, only ask for someone's gender if it's really necessary. Consider adding an option where people can fill in their own gender identity or choose, prefer not to disclose. Look at Facebook and OkCupid for more gender identity options. Use simple, gender-neutral language to show inclusivity and respect. For example, use partner instead of husband/wife or boyfriend/girlfriend. Say all genders instead of both genders. Instead of saying born a girl or born a boy, use assigned female at birth or assigned male at birth. To avoid upsetting people when pointing out something offensive, respond kindly. You could ask, "Why did you use that term?" Explain a better way to communicate. Also, praise people when they do something right. Use the compliment sandwich method. Start with something positive, give constructive criticism, and end on a positive note. Gender norms are changing fast, and society is in a gender revolution. Everyone can play a role in this change. Key points. 1. Gender justice aims for equity, ensuring fair access to wealth, education, and happiness. 2. The cycle of oppression involves noticing differences, stereotyping, developing prejudice, discrimination, and societal discrimination. 3. Combat societal biases with humor and factual information, starting with gender-inclusive language. 4. Use the Platinum Rule to treat others as they want to be treated, respecting their individual needs. 5. Recognize privilege and support marginalized groups by balancing unearned advantages. 6. Understand gender complexities, including identity, expression, and sexual orientation, to promote inclusivity. 7. Feminism seeks gender equity, breaking down unequal power systems, and promoting social justice.